T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We now know that representatives for Brown and Taylor have been discussing a settlement for months. ABC News learning that just days before the lawsuit was filed, Brown refused to settle for $2 million. A source also telling ABC News Taylor initially asked for over $10 million.
All right, those are the reports. There's tons of stuff out there. What is true and what isn't? We don't know. There's another piece today. Robert Klemko, SI.com, details another woman who was an artiste and apparently inappropriate behavior by him, you know, showing up naked and, you know, just covering up his genitals. And then there's another trainer in there that claims that he farts an awful lot. Did you see that part of it?
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with that?
What was
dude?
In? What was that part of the story?
Some doctor.
Was that comedy relief in the middle of the story?
It was a doctor that was going to, you know, work on AB, and when he examined him, he would fart a lot. And he felt like that was extremely disrespectful while examining him. It's like, dude. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. We have the farts?
Really?
Yeah. The audio of the farts, yes.
We have audio of the farts?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Damn, I'm a bad dog. I didn't even get that when you're so lean there. It's pretty freaking low. I've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I'm bad. Damn, dog. I had a lot of fiber, bro.
What's wrong with that?
Excuse
wait,
me.
Wait, hold on.
For the record, was this comedy relief for the story? Was that for us? Like halfway through the story, I'm reading this, and suddenly this doctor's talking about
it. It seemed childish to me. The guy said, I'm a doctor, and this man's childish. Farting in my face. That's okay, listen. It is childish.
He is a child.
So get over it. Okay. How many men out there are like, oh, you know, I was in here? Like, we joke, you know, if I gas it up, or you gas it up in here? But, you know, are you offended?
No, and when I read it, it made
I am
seem,
when you fart.
Well, I mean, you should yes. be, because you're quality.
It's so bad. Quality yeah. meaning
but still,
really
it's the just worst. Like, oh. How, it's so rude. Like, it's, during the break, do we have discussions about how rude that is and we need to respect each other's space?
And so he's on a table like and he's getting like that manual therapy. He's getting worked on, right? And I hate to say this, but I've been in that situation before.
The guy's telling you
to relax. Right. And like you're gassy based on what you ate. And so when you read it, which goes to this story, you read it, or I read it, and I was like, wow, just I really did. I had this image. I had my own image. Based on what I'm reading from Klemko in this SI article, I hear it and I'm like, "Oh, that's it? Is that it?"
So we're talking about sexual misconduct.
That's different. Stop it. Ryan.
We're talking about sexual misconduct and him obviously not paying his bills, not paying people that he properly should pay, and then in the middle of it, we're going to talk about him farting.
Yeah.
Are we serious?
But I mean, he was supposed to go into business with this guy. He promised him. That was a guy I think promised like treadmills, and he's going to build a facility there. He's
yeah, the guy went out and
like
got
11,
property and everything else. Yeah. He leased
yeah.
property. And
yeah.
I don't blame him. I don't blame the guy for being pissed. But when I read the farting, I'm sitting there going,
I know.
He should be pissed that he had to go out of pocket and go and lease out a place. But what are we talking about the farting for?
It made no sense.
Now, there's a lot of questions about how much money was involved. Jeff Darlington was breaking some of that down yesterday in NFL primetime.
There it is.
As Brown was preparing to sign his contract last week with the Patriots, he also faced the decision about whether to sign another contract. This one, to pay his accuser more than $2 million as a settlement agreement to end a sexual assault claim. What the public didn't know, while Brown was in the news for things like finding a new helmet and frostbitten feet, he was also in settlement discussions starting in April, including two mediations, the first of which happened in May. That situation culminated Sunday night, and according to sources that I've spoken to, Brown was given a 10 p.m. deadline to sign the settlement agreement, or the accuser's attorney would be filing their lawsuit the following day. That's the same day Brown's contract with the Patriots would be formalized.
See, that part of it is really strange. They've been in negotiations for a long period of time.
April.
Okay? And when we're talking about the possibility of him raping her, and you're in these negotiations for a long period of time, and the money keeps on coming down and you're negotiating, seems very strange, especially when she wanted him to be a business partner in this gym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that part of it, and I'm not trying to make light of her allegations and what might be true here. We do not know. But that does make me a little bit suspicious. I think it's going to make the NFL suspicious.
Well, I mean, obviously, now, was it a hard no to $2 million, or was it...
Started at 10, apparently.
Okay, well, it came down to 2. I don't know. At that point, Tom's like, okay, they're not going to give you what you want.
He won't pay the chef $7,000. He's not going to pay her $2 million.
Pay $2 million. Right. You're right.
He's got like a guy who details his car that he owes money to, you know?
Doesn't pay his bills.
No, $700 to a charity. $700 for some paintings. You see that one?
Yeah.
It was like some painting that was being bid for $450 of Antonio Brown. Yeah. He liked it. He bid $700. Took the painting because this is where the one girl that alleged that he walked out naked. So he got in contact with her, head of the business, that he wanted her to put, you know, painting in his house. He still hasn't paid $700 for the painting.
Big man at the charity event.
$700.
You're paying $450, I'm going to pay $700. Yeah. Of course, you never see the money. Never see the money, but he got the painting. Let's go to Dave. Dave's in Wellfleet. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I can't believe I get to follow Antonio Brown farting, but...
there you go.
My question's for Lou. Sounds like you sort of have an issue with the Patriots offense still continuing to try and score with like 5 minutes left and the game in hand. My question is, what if it was a baseball game? You're the away team. You're up 18-2, and it's the ninth inning. You got your last ups. You don't stop trying to score. You don't stop trying to get a hit, get a home run.
What are the chances? What are the chances that all the starters are still in that game? It's an awful analogy. I could rip this thing apart. You think Mookie's still playing in it? You think JD's still playing in it? You think Xander's still playing in it? Or do you think Gorkys Hernandez is in the game with Marco Hernandez?
Well, that's a good point. But I still think they keep trying to play. They keep trying to score.
Of course
score.
They do. The backups. So Jared Stidham. We want to try to score? Try to score.
Well, you know that's never going to happen. They're never going to put Stidham in. They never do. They keep Brady in for the whole game.
Good analogy.
And that's the way they play.
I got it.
It's a good analogy.
It.
Right, good analogy.
Thank you. Brady's the only one you can talk about.
Somebody else call it a better one.
It's the NFL. You're dealing with 46 players out there. You can't. It's not a college where you can just replace everybody in the field. The only question is, should Brady be in there at the end when you're up by a zillion touchdowns?
Yeah.
Right? That's the only question.
I know that's what they do, but I've never felt comfortable watching. They've never got burned by it, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood if you hear me, they don't get burned by it. But if they ever did, we would sit there and say, you know, and then later on the day, I'm sitting there, you're watching this Rams and Saints game, and you're like, that's all it takes.
Not in the fourth quarter, though. Got them early,
but that's all it takes. Yep. Just a whatever. I mean, just throw the ball, hit someone's hand, up 37-0 with 4 minutes to go. Awesome.
Here's Al's in Wenham. Hi, Al.
Al's gone.
Let's go to Julius in Fall River. That. Julius.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Julius?
Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Sound it.
So I would argue this.
Mm-hmm.
With all of Antonio Brown's assault on his character and the type of person he is and the type of businessman that he is, people calling for him to be on the commissioner's exempt list and that he should be thrown out the league and all that, I just feel like it's blown way out of proportion, because my argument would be Michael Vick. The guy went to prison for 2 years, and not to compare, you know, situations, because I know they're totally different.
So why are you doing
Michael
that?
What I'm trying to say is Antonio Brown could come back from this. If Michael Vick could come back from what he came from.
Who says that? Have you heard anyone say that he should be thrown out of the league?
No. I heard
when he was a free agent, I heard the chatter of, oh, he shouldn't be signed by anybody, that he should be blackballed by the league, nobody should pick him up. That's kind of the same thing I was trying to allude to, that why would he be blackballed by the league, and why would nobody want to pick him up, and why would nobody want to touch him? just because of this allegation, which
there was no allegation at that point. I think that was kind of ridiculous too.
Well, here's the other thing. Thanks for that. Thanks for the call, though. By the way, here's a guy that has all these lawsuits against him, all these people who he owes money to, and do you think the league knows about that?
The league doesn't shouldn't. Wait a minute. Should the league even care about
listen,
that?
Again, I keep going back to the fact that
shouldn't care.
None
of the league's business.
No,
it's his own issues. He has financial issues paying people off, and those people have a remedy. They can take him to court.
Why
and
can't
get their
those
money.
Guys? Why can't that chef, the guy, the doctor that was working on? Why can't they have a sit down with?
Because
Roger
it's
Goodell?
Not worth. It's because it's not up to the NFL to deal with somebody's personal life.
Okay, so sure enough, here they are in this situation.
Yeah, but Christian,
a woman willingly coming by
because of the Me Too movement, because of the conditions.
No,
at the
allegations.
Time.
You know what he's being in a civil suit. It's he owes 7, 8, 10 grand. The what league is looking at going, okay, man, just pay your bills, whatever. It's a lot different than what this woman is alleging he did.
No, I get it, and I don't like the fact that the league is involved in this matter. They should not be involved in interviewing anyone when it comes to civil matters. Criminal issues, sure, fine. What if he's like, well, he's got like a Bernie Madoff situation? And maybe he's got, who's the guy down in New York who had the whole, the radio guy who was...
Carlin?
Yeah,
Carton.
Yeah, Carton. What if there's a situation like that? One of the players is
federally charged.
Okay, but let's say he's not federal. He's just been. Someone was suing him for a land deal gone wrong.
Yeah, you got to
separate. Promised me this.
No, he promised me that. You're not being fair.
Hey, some guy lost $5 million.
You know the answer.
$5 million. Someone lost $5 million.
It's a federal charge.
No, I'm not talking. Take federal. Take criminal. Take local. Take it all out. The fact is, here's a deal. You and I go into a land deal. I stretch the truth a little bit. I get you to invest. You lose $2 million. Hey, NFL, this guy's a jerk.
Yeah, but I think you're stretching.
Hey, my family lost their house. I don't have a job. I'm leaving out of my car.
It's a different story. So we're dealing. You're in the Me Too society right now. You're into a situation that politically is not good for the league. We heard Christine Brennan. We've heard these other women come out and basically said, you want us to be fans of the league. You want us to be customers. And yet you're allowing your player to do something like this, violate a woman. That's what it is. You can't put the other stuff in. That's why the SI.com piece. Who did you say said today after all the stuff I read in there that it's that there's no way that the league can keep him around or something?
Freeman.
That makes no sense at all.
After reading this, if he's not in the exempt list, he's guaranteed to be on it now.
You had one unnamed artist.
Mike Freeman, yeah.
One unnamed artist who apparently was paid. She's the only one we know
she's
of.
She's the only one
that actually got paid.
He's not suing
her
for
her services.
For
and
money.
She's unnamed. Okay, and she's claiming that he was nude behind her or whatever. Inappropriate? Absolutely. Misconduct? Absolutely. Not rape. Not violating her in a sexual way. This is a big difference. So the league is a company. You work for that company. There are allegations because of the public nature of the business they're in. It is everywhere, all over TV. You need to protect your business. And that's what Roger Goodell's got to do. I don't have a problem with Roger investigating it. I'm not sure he's going to get anywhere because there's no police record. There's no criminal record. There's no evidence of this. The only person they have as a witness is AB's cousin.
But
what are you going to get out of that?
Even the worst,
but you got to do it.
See, the thing is, like, the worst case scenario, he's not going to jail. He could just lose his civil suit. Or, you know what, before the civil trial begins, maybe they'll agree to something. So now what? So you've heard Brittany Taylor. You've heard Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but you can't compare this. You can't compare this to people owing money to other
people.
I'm
just saying, when you allow your job to influence, to be influenced by people who have civil issues with your employees, I just feel like you're helping their cause, regardless of what it is.
But it does, and we've seen it in the Ezekiel Elliott. I keep on having trouble with his first name. Elliott case.
Call him Zeke.
You don't necessarily need to have that. Okay, you've embarrassed the league, and that's part of the NFL conduct policy. This other stuff, if you owe money, I don't care if you owe $10 million. It's not part of the NBA's conduct policy.
No.
You're responsible for the $10 million, son. Go pay it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to pay it off for you, but you're not going to throw a guy out of a league because of that. This is a much different story.
Yeah, we're not going to suspend you because you're not paying your bills.
Do you think he gets suspended? You think he gets put on the exempt list?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't
think so at all.
I don't.
He plays the entire season.
No, I don't. Matter of fact, I think it's more likely that they come up with something and maybe they give a short-term suspension. Because if you put them on the exempt list, it means you're putting them on the shelf. For what? When are you going to have good information that's going to allow you to put you back on the field?
Why would you even suspend them?
Because you can find conduct embarrassing to the league.
It's brought up by somebody which hasn't been proven.
Christian, they've already done this before.
You know,
do this all the time.
Part of the reason
the NFL does this.
They did it to Zeke, I think you talked about it, a young guy in the league, right?
Yeah, we'll send a message to him.
It seems like it's almost coming to a head with this guy the last 8 months. You know what I mean? It's you talk about detrimental to the league or whatever it is,
right? He
almost
punched out his general manager.
Well, I'm just saying there's so much with this guy that they're like, you know what? It's just you need a break.
Yep.
And you can sit there and the NFLPA can come at us and talk about why we gave this guy a game or two. And it can say, you know what? Here's why. This has been the last 8 months for this guy. You know, I mean, it's just a lot of stuff surrounding him. Much like Zeke, and where they found he was innocent. But a lot of people felt like, given the smoke that was surrounding this guy early in his career, they slapped the suspension on him. I wouldn't be shocked if the league did that. Just given what the hell has been going around this guy.
It makes more sense than putting him on the exempt list because people are going to bitch when you take him off the exempt list. How do you take him off the exempt list? This is a civil case. It is not a criminal case. I don't know how you do it. All right, 617-779-7937. Next hour, Bill Belichick will join us. Patriots Monday, we're live down here at Gillette.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a word from number 54.
Hey, it's Teddy Bruschi. You're listening to my former teammate Christian Fourier and two other guys.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm back here in OM Methodist Patriots Monday, so we do it live down here at Gillette Stadium. We get back to your phone calls. By the way, an update on the Brittany Taylor interview with the NFL. Apparently, it's already been conducted. It was conducted off-site, which makes sense. You know, yeah, you go to some undisclosed location, and you do it off-site because the media was all over Fifth Avenue. They had people parked out there last night. So why would you do it in the offices? There's no reason to do it.
Yeah, a whole song and dance. Watch people like, it's like Brady when he had the whole Deflategate trial, walking out of the car. I mean, that's just the last thing they're going
to
need.
So she got married over the weekend. Maybe they went to where she was. Maybe honeymoon site. Who knows?
Maybe she's in Bermuda. Jamaica?
Could be.
Key Largo?
Could be anywhere. Sean is in Hyde Park, and he joins us next right here on EEI. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
So I just have a take. I feel like the NBA handles situations like this far better than the NFL. Like, just for example, when Kobe Bryant was going through his rape allegations, they didn't cover it as heavily as this. I mean, the guy balled out, scored 40 every night. Now we don't even think about that with Kobe Bryant.
What do you mean they didn't cover it? They covered
everywhere.
Every last bit. It was on TV. The whole thing was on TV.
It was everywhere.
Yeah, but like, there was nobody saying we need to suspend this guy. There was none of that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they let it go. They let him play through it.
Yeah, but, wait a minute, Sean, there's a difference. Again, that was a criminal charge, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not. So what should the NFL do about it? Because it's going to be in the news. We're in a different society, too, with social media. So it's going to be in the news every single day. SI.com is already finding other stuff out there. What should the NFL do about it?
They should do nothing. Just let it play out in court. Leave the guy alone.
That's 4 years, maybe.
I mean, in 4 years, it is what it is. I mean, I don't want to hear this guy farting on the doctor's table. I mean, I think that's just ridiculous how far the story has gone.
I will give it to you, that part. Thank you, Sean. That part was
ridiculous. Yeah, let me get one more story in there, and it's how disrespectful he was because he had gas.
I actually see there was a hue and cry last week of people putting him on the exempt list. Lou was in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that was the right thing to do. I think you've got to investigate if you're the NFL, because you don't have criminal charges, so you don't have law enforcement to go and do the investigation. There is no investigation. So you do it yourself, and you satisfy yourself that you look at it and say, we can't come to a conclusion here. If you can't come to a conclusion, it's he said, she said. You have no other alternative other than to let him continue to play. Unless, as Lou said, you're looking at all of the crap he's involved in, and you're going, you know, this guy's embarrassing. He's killing us right now. Sponsors are up in arms. So let's suspend him. Let's give him a slap on the wrist. It's all about that. Let's give him a slap on the wrist. We'll put him out for a couple games and bring him back. That's the only thing, and I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's the only thing I could think of that the league could do right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know what they're going to do. We'll see. They apparently met with her. They'll met with him. They'll talk to him, and they'll talk to Marquise Brown, Hollywood, his cousin, or whatever it is. But, yeah, I could see them doing that just based on how this guy has been acting over from end of last year to earlier this year. You know, you go back to with the altercation with Mike Mayock, just everything that has happened with Antonio Brown, and then this falls on top of it. And it's like, you know, we're not saying, Christian, to your point, we're not trying to make a case for her by suspending you for a week. So it's not, you know, it's not necessarily it's a collection of events more than it is this allegation.
So okay, so the other stuff, the silliness with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the silliness with the helmet, to me, like that's a team issue. You're letting your player do all this miss, and he was fined by the team for missing those days in Oakland. To me, I'm not even adding that. If anything, they were happy that he was doing that. He was on Hard Knocks. They were getting a lot of attention. People were watching the show. They were loving it. They had no idea all this stuff was going on in the background. So that I removed that. That's not even part of the equation.
By the way, do you remember we were talking about this a while back, that Hard Knocks has jumped the shark, and it really is not a good representation of what's going on? So what's the kid, Jacobs, the running back for
Josh Jacobs. Raiders?
Josh Jacobs. It comes out now that Josh Jacobs went to Gruden after the film crew showed up for Hard Knocks and said, Coach, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, stayed away from the whole time.
I do not want to talk. And they purposely kept the crew away from him. They protected him so he never was shown on that show. So it's not a reality show. It's not real.
No.
It's all staged.
Well, that's the allure to it, right? Like, everyone's just like, oh, we're going to get inside of
it. No, you're not.
You know, and that's what Cleveland kind of gave that to you, to be honest with you, I thought.
They did.
Especially the coaches' meetings. You're like, that's what's great about it.
Well, Mayfield in the van with the guys visiting.
All of that. Yeah. That was actually so, I mean, when you think about Cleveland versus Oakland, yeah, it was just completely different. That was a controlled environment in Oakland. Look at all this stuff that was there
and
going on.
And that's why Gruden played such a huge role. Even when you go to On Demand and you look for HBO shows, it's not the Oakland Raiders symbol. It's John Gruden with the whole Chucky, you know, look going on. And that's who they're featuring. He was the star of the show.
Yep.
Hey, listen, nobody wants to be on this. This guy, that guy. We got to find some storylines. Carr's not very exciting, not very sexy. So, dude, you're going to have to do your thing.
Has anybody seen my friend Antonio Brown?
And he loves it.
Let's go to Ben. He's up next here on OMF. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. Good show today. Good topic.
What's up, Ben?
I mean, in terms of, you know, the whole AB thing, I've always been, I'm like, obviously the Patriots are getting him for great value. He's a total stud. You saw that this weekend, but that's really not the issue. The issue is the guy comes with a lot of trouble. I think the Patriots could have taken a pass. But on a conversation earlier, I heard Lou going back with another gentleman in terms of what rape is and isn't. And I had to call in. I felt kind of strong about that. And for you, anyone listening, the defenders of Colorado, anybody else, you know, in Massachusetts, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a ham and egg like everybody else. But a 5-second internet search told me in the state of Massachusetts, sexual assault is any crime in which the offender subjects the victim to sexual touching that is unwanted or offensive. So in my view, it is, what he did to that woman is rape, you know, and hands down, that's it. And we shouldn't think of it in any other way. That's my 2 cents.
You guys want to try this? Do you guys think masturbation? Are you telling me you think masturbation is rape?
I'm telling you without a shadow of a doubt.
I need a lawyer to call
in. That if someone masturbates on any of my daughters, they rape them.
Different story.
They rape them?
No, it's a different story. So what what you're doing is you're, because I've heard others say that, I would feel the exact same way. Anybody does anything to my daughter, I'm going to certainly call the police.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, police.
Okay, I get all that.
You're calling the
criminally.
Cops?
No, I beat the crap out of them first and then call the cops after. We understand that. But you're now dealing with a civil
doesn't
case
sound like
here.
You do, but okay, whatever.
It's different. It's different.
Let's agree to disagree on that one, guys.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think masturbating on someone is having sexual intercourse with someone against their will?
She was sleeping.
No, she wasn't. She was watching TV.
She was not sleeping. They were watching a religious service together on her laptop.
Oh, my God.
It's all there. You got to read it. You got to read it, bud.
Too often.
This is what's happening with it. Right.
No, I'm just saying. So let's just say he did what he did, right? Say he masturbated on her shoulder without her watching. Do you consider that sexual intercourse against her will?
Without her watching? Without her being into it?
Sexual intercourse.
No. Without her being into it, I just...
Okay.
She's watching TV and all of a sudden some guy masturbates on her?
It's
yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's rape.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's sexual assault. Yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
But it's not...
No. It's kinky, it's bizarre, but if it's consensual for her, right? That's the point we're trying to make here. He's claiming all of this stuff happened. He's not disputing any of it. He's just saying it was all consensual. Right? By the way, I was doing this masturbating. You know what's happening here? They're reading this first line. You know, where he was just talking about
sleeping. Yeah, so did Max Kellerman or somebody else.
Yeah,
he
made the same. It's two different things. I jack my bleep on your back. Okay, end of sentence. Next sentence. He used an exclamation point that looks like it was an I. I think he meant it to be an I. I slept with you in bed. Right? Then he goes on basically saying that you feel asleep. Right. That she slept on his couch when she was supposed to be in the hotel room.
Right.
That he got her a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's gibberish.
Okay? I don't think that... in any way indicts him.
I think this is probably... Do you think they have something else stronger than these text messages?
I hope so, because that doesn't tell
because
you anything.
Because you're going to sit there and...
I'm laughing that people, including this last caller, thinks that those two text messages give you an awful lot.
That's why I hate arguing with someone over text messages, because context is removed from the equation. You know, sarcasm is removed from the equation.
Bingo.
Your angle, your tone is removed from the equation.
Bingo.
You have no idea with it. Right. Hey, I was joking. Who the hell knows?
Remember the other day when I said you pissed me off and I said, I'm going to kill you. I said it on the air.
I believed it.
If you were to take those words, I'm going to kill you, they could come in here, right, and charge me right now with attempted murder.
I'm still stuck on the fact that we had two people call up and think that rape is masturbating.
But again, is it not
penetration, sexual intercourse, or is it me?
You sit there and
am I
you
losing
start,
my mind?
You start
yes,
talking
you,
about,
you've always lost your mind.
No, you tell me. Am I wrong?
I'm amazed at how people.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But every
I don't
guy,
know.
It's every guy. Listen, you got girls. I got girls. We. If you put me in that situation, it's totally different. If I remove myself from the equation,
absolutely.
And I look at it from 30,000 feet for what it is, I look at it completely differently.
There's no question about
it. So you can't ask me that question. You're talking about my kids.
No question.
My seeds.
But we don't have a lot of facts to begin with, Lou. It is amazing to me how many callers we're getting where people are getting the only facts that we do have in all of this wrong. Pretty amazing. All right, 617-779-7937. The good news is that you know he farts an awful lot at the doctor's office.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The NFL looks bad here. They look bad by having a guy who's now been accused twice of sexual misconduct. Also, the other transgressions. The throwing the furniture out the patio and almost hitting a kid and a grandfather on the street. Now the debts that we're seeing in this new latest article that he has not paid. The NFL looks bad that this guy's on the field in an NFL uniform catching touchdown passes on Sunday. The Patriots look bad for not knowing about any of this type of stuff. I think he's going to end up in the exempt list. That gives the NFL the out to kind of take their time and explore while not making the league look bad at the same time.
All right, that's Ryan Aselta from SI Now. Listen, Ryan, he owes people an awful lot of money. The situation of throwing the couch, he should have been sued by somebody.
That story is nuts.
Right.
That story
is crazy.
Nuts.
14th floor.
Well, because there was a kid, there was a family that was walking down
there.
They almost got hit.
22 months old. Yep.
And a grandfather.
And a grandfather. So they did. And it got settled.
Yes.
He paid him an undisclosed amount.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens in society. Does this guy think that this doesn't happen amongst the players in the National Football League? You don't think if they opened up the floodgates and said, how many people out there are owed money by an NFL player, that you're not going to see an awful lot of people come forward? We're talking about this charge. We're talking about a civil case.
But if the league does anything against Antonio Brown, it'll be because of a collection of events.
The image.
Just a lot of.
But that would be a suspension.
A lot of stuff.
That would be a suspension.
It'll be a 2-game suspension appealed down to one.
Because you can't put him on this list. So the list is what they did to Adrian Peterson till they could get all the facts. Well, the facts aren't going to come up in this case until it goes to a civil court 3-4 years from now.
Right.
The best thing, so if you're the Patriots, or even if you're Antonio Brown, after this, don't you think it kind of dies down? Maybe you get some news that is leaked from the league. Maybe, you know, the attorney leaks some stuff. But you're really, after this, a week and a half, 2 weeks from now, doesn't this kind of die down?
I'm not sure of that. You know why? Because the New England Patriots could be a very special team this year. When you look at
the defense, I'm assuming with them being a special team. Right. With them being a special team.
Yeah, then I think it's going to be a constant issue.
Well, so then Brittany Taylor and her attorney have decided that they're going to use the NFL as part of their negotiating.
Yeah, it's not the first time somebody's done something like that.
And again, that's why I say he's not going to be on any exempt list. And I don't even care what he did in Oakland or what he did in Pittsburgh. Those, to me, are isolated cases that don't represent his issues off the field. Those are on-field issues, personality issues, you know, usage issues. Who knows?
Even using the word cracker.
All right, let me go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Steve.
Now, we're going to bring up another Pittsburgh Steeler here. Remember what happened with Roethlisberger there up in Lake Tahoe?
Yes.
He bought his way out of that. He got thrown out of South Lake Tahoe. They told him never come back.
Well, then there was the Georgia incident.
That was even the time he was with Trump.
Well, whatever.
Right.
I don't know who he's with.
Yeah, he got suspended. You know that, Steve.
For the second one.
Oh, he did. Oh, I didn't realize. He did get suspended for that. But, yeah, Brown.
So you didn't make your point. You made the opposite point.
And you would say, based on what happened with Roethlisberger.
Well, he had two incidences.
Yeah, I hate his name. Well, you can't say Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. I got it down. I'm good.
I've never been able to say Roethlisberger.
How about
Ezekiel
Walker?
Ezekiel, try that again.
Come on.
Ezekiel Elliott.
But the first incident, that the civil suit, it took 4 years to figure out. Eventually, there was a settlement. He got nothing for that one.
Right.
It's just that a year later came the Georgia incident where, you remember, in the bathroom at the bar and everything else, that's where he got his 6 games reduced to 4.
That
was a charge.
And that case went away. Yeah. Bingo, it went away. All right, Steve, let's go to another Steve. Hey, Steve. Back-to-back Steve.
I'm right here. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you, Steve.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a little laugh while I was on hold that you guys had an erectile dysfunction commercial in the middle of a rape conversation. That was a little ironic. But I'm calling you because I have
product placement, baby.
I'm uniquely qualified to comment on something, and I personally want to say right out the gate, I'm not leading a male crusade here, and I can't defend this guy. All I can tell you is this happened to me when I was a 22-year-old kid in Boston, and a woman who thought I was rich, and I was not famous, I just had a little money because I worked hard, her and her boyfriend, who was behind it, and by the way, I'd like to add, was a convict wanted for murder of a cop in Florida, which I found out later. They accused me and two friends of rape, and I was tarred and convicted and financially wiped out. The measly $53,000 that I had in the bank, after hiring attorneys and private investigators to defend myself, when I did two and a half days in jail, it might as well have been 2.5 centuries because I was ready to hang it up. I got out, and I started defending myself. I was wiped out financially, and what I found out and learned immediately was a woman like Christine Blasey Ford, Tawana Brawley, the Duke lacrosse case, they're treated as brave and courageous, and the man is convicted. And in my case...
How long ago was this, Steve?
This was, well, I'm 60 years old now. This is way back in the early 80s.
And that's okay. Kind of surprising because it was treated much differently. I could see if it's happening now, because I think you're right with some of the cases you're talking about right now, is that... The approach is to believe the women, not necessarily
Absolutely.
Just believe the allegation, but to believe the women before we actually, you know, take it to a trial. But
well,
that's surprising that long ago.
Although I want to point out, though, and look, any man that forces himself on a woman, I don't care if he's masturbating on her back, if she doesn't know, and that one's hard to pull up, she didn't know, unless it happens in 3 seconds, and I would think he'd want to be proud to say it takes a little longer, okay, she was complicit. She was okay with it. But I'm not going to get into their freakiness, whatever they did, their jigginess, that's their own business.
Yeah.
What I do want to say is the man should not be tarred and feathered right out the gate. The NFL should do nothing. But at the same time, okay, this wiped me out. And had I not, by the way, let me just throw something in for anybody who might connect.
Right, okay, listen, Steve, thanks for sharing your story.
And
we just can't go on and on about
Steve.
Your story.
I mean, there's a lot of those.
Yeah. I would say, I was not for him being put on the exempt list because I don't think you can sit there and definitely say that he did something wrong. Okay, now, I'm not trying to defend him. You know, he may be totally lying. But I don't think you can prove it, so I don't believe he should have been on the exempt list. But I do believe if you're a business, that don't you actually have to go and investigate it?
Yes. Yes.
Don't you?
And this is where I feel like the NFL has fallen short. And this is where they've gotten themselves in trouble. Because I don't know if they don't go far enough, or they just look at allegations and they just, you know, ask a player, did it happen? Nope. Okay, we're good. Move on. Good, play football. And then later on, look like a fool. That's the whole thing with me. Maybe nothing comes out of meeting Brittany Taylor. Maybe you meet her and you realize that, who's the girl that, who is it, Lisa Friel? Is that her name?
Yes.
Maybe she meets her and it's the same conclusion that she had with Zeke. But maybe they handle it differently with this guy. Maybe they sit there and say, yeah, I don't believe her story. Because it's inconsistent. Because I know rape victims, or I know that the stories don't add up given her experience. Maybe they get the information there that are just like, you know what, whatever. He's playing. You guys, good luck with your civil suit. It's in your hands now. We concluded that he's playing. You know, so maybe that happens. Maybe she pulls out a damn video. I have no idea that proves that he is guilty.
Yeah.
But just do your investigation. And come up with a conclusion.
If all they have is text messages, her story, it's not enough.
No.
There needs to be, I'm just going to use it, a smoking gun. There needs to be something that just completely just cripples them and forces them to put him on the exempt list. I mean, because you know it's going to be, if it does go to trial, it does go to court, all this information is going to be coming out.
Right.
If all they have is text messages and stories and character issues, then it won't be used. But I still say that if I'm Antonio Brown, if I'm the NFLPA, my job is to protect the players. And I know that the ruling placed down by the NFL regarding Antonio Brown will directly impact him negatively based on their decision, then they shouldn't do it. Because all they're going to do is use that as a you know, as a poker chip. And oh, by the way, Judge, the NFL fined him. The NFL suspended him. They think he has low character. They think he's not believable. They know that he's up to no good. And let me tell you all the other people, judge, jury, that they put on the exempt list. Guys like Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. And the list will go, can go on and on. He's in the same company as them. You can't do this. I don't know. I don't like the fact that they're involved in this when you look at it, the big picture. And what if he's innocent? All it does is just give them more ammunition. And that's my issue with it. They shouldn't be involved in it.
Richard is in Brockton.
I just got a question. The lady that's accusing Antonio Brown went out with him several times, asked to go back to his apartment after dinner. I'm not familiar with all of it, but is that true?
Before the alleged rape happened.
Yeah, so going to dinner, go back to his place, they probably had sex. This is all consensual. And listen,
that's what he's saying.
And nobody likes to talk about it, and it's gross. But I admire Lou and Glenn for bringing it up and talking about it because everybody that knows the facts of this case know it's consensual, and everybody likes to just say what a bad guy he is.
I don't think we know that. I don't think we know that.
Don't put me in that conversation because I disagree with almost everything you've said so far.
You disagree that it's consensual?
Yeah, you have no, you just admitted you have no clue about the facts. All you've came up and said that he is innocent and it's consensual. Meanwhile, you admit that you don't know anything about the story whatsoever, but because he plays for the Pats, you think he's innocent.
I don't know if he's, I just think it sounds consensual, to be honest with you.
But you all admitted you don't know any of the facts. You admitted you haven't read anything.
Yeah. No,
Good.
Watch the Patriots.
I just wanted to clarify.
Isn't that good enough? He likes.
I mean, this is like this.
You?
That's like this. God, this the perfect so call. This
thank
is.
You. Thank you.
This is like crazy. The
I haven't read anything.
I don't know anything about the facts, but it sounds consensual. He's a good guy.
Did you feel dirty watching that game?
I mean,
well, that's what you're getting. You're getting Patriot fans now who are excited about the team, see what Brown can bring to the offense, and are saying, oh, my God, we better keep this guy around. All right, this hour brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Next hour, Bill Belichick and your phone calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.